It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Since the late 70s, people have been bemoaning the death of manufacturing in the United States. That moaning or mourning has been especially felt in cities like Pittsburgh and Detroit, which were single industry cities. While the United States is not the manufacturing powerhouse it once was, it is still a vital part of our economy. Here with a look at manufacturing in our region is contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca Harris, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Nice to see you, Paul.
Is Pittsburgh still a hot spot for manufacturing?
Well, let's start with nationally. So let's start with the U.S. and then we'll drill down to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So one of the biggest myths in the United States is that manufacturing is dying because the industry has largely relocated to distant shores. But here's really the reality. Manufacturing contributes $1.47 trillion per year to the U.S. GDP. I mean, and that's a huge amount of dollars. And those dollars are really U.S. post-recession growth dollars. And it's really outstripping that of other countries. So recently, there have even been some very high-profile examples of companies such as GE and Whirlpool bringing their manufacturing back on shore to the United States. Here's another myth.
Because this is interesting for you to say this because, I mean, there are people that say, we don't make anything here anymore.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. We're going to disprove that.
Okay.
So here's the next myth. There aren't any manufacturing jobs. This is just absolutely false. 500,000 new jobs have been created in the last 3 years, and there are now an estimated 600,000 vacant jobs. Manufacturers are really desperate for highly skilled labor. But unfortunately, Paul, we're finding that the new generation of workers is not really totally convinced about pursuing manufacturing as a career. There are new advanced skills needed for manufacturing. And a lot of the older people who have been working in manufacturing are really approaching retirement. So that's really been a problem. So as you can see, manufacturing really is, and the U.S. has been a strong manufacturing sector and has set records with respect to output and value added and revenues. Now, let's look at the Pittsburgh region.
Right.
So Pittsburgh is home to some leading manufacturing and technology corporations and also to some very high-tech, innovative small businesses. So who are the big players?
Who we are? What are we making here?
U.S. Steel, Eaton Corporation, PPG Industries, Heinz, Mylan, and Westinghouse. Just think of those. That's just to name a few of the big ones. And then Pittsburgh also houses the world-renowned Carnegie Mellon Robotics Center. It's a region that fosters technology innovation and business growth. And we continue to recruit and train and educate a workforce that is high-skilled in high-tech manufacturing and engineering, because that's really where we're going now.
Do people forget about Heinz? I mean, certainly here in Pittsburgh we don't, but our national identity is steel and coal, even though we're moving away from that. The fact that we manufacture food products right here in Pittsburgh at Heinz.
Right, right. And also think about there's Starkist and there's Del Monte. I mean, there are a number of other corporations. I think it's all part of our rich history, and I think that depending on which industry you're in, people relate to what they're in. But when I started to look at the list of companies that are here and that are headquartered here, it's pretty amazing. Now, many of these companies do have manufacturing around the world because they really have to. Makes no sense to make a bottle of ketchup here and send it to the Far East. I mean, that just makes no sense. So you really have to go to a lot of places where you have people that are consuming your products. But we do a great job here. We make a lot of stuff.
Now, traditionally, there has been an abundance of manufacturing and jobs in the steel industry, and obviously, the steel industry has been on the decline.
Right.
So, what industries are poised to take their place? What manufacturing opportunities do you see, dovetailing off of our previous conversation?
Right.
What do you see coming out of a green economy?
Well, we're seeing a lot of growth in that. Look at all of the huge turbines that are being built for the windmills that are generating energy. Look at the growth in the green roof business. Look at the growth in solar heating. Chatham has recently added huge solar panels to one of our buildings. I mean, there is extraordinary activity in manufacturing related to the green industry and to sustainability. And I think that's only going to continue. Think of all the light bulbs that are now made that aren't the old traditional light bulbs. I mean, if you have the traditional light bulbs, You need to change them, Paul.
Well, they're not energy efficient anymore. We know
there
that.
There you go. And all the new energy efficient refrigerators and microwaves, all those things are coming on, as well as cars that are now much more energy efficient. And those are being made, many of them, in the United States. So I think when you look at the green industry, you look at it as in an aggregate. And I would say definitely the United States is poised to really be part of that.
Now, I know you always like to – you have the fascination with the numbers.
I love the numbers,
so
Paul.
I'm going to let you provide some key manufacturing statistics for our region.
Okay. So manufacturing is still Pennsylvania's largest sector with 14% of the state's gross product. So, I mean, right off the bat, manufacturing employs more than 500,000 people with wages that are really higher than most other sectors. It has higher productivity than non-manufacturing sectors. And it produces, and this I really like, 60% of new business patents. And patents are very important. So when you're looking in the state.
It reflects innovation.
Absolutely. And with innovation, you get growth. You have more hiring in companies. You have more borrowing. You have what we've always talked about, which is more economic churn. So we really like that.
I was hoping you would tell us how many bottles of ketchup came off the Heinz assembly line.
I don't know that, but maybe some of our listeners can let us know. Please tweet us if you know that. That would be great.
Kind of putting you on the spot the way you sometimes do with me. So what are the new trends in manufacturing?
Okay, so we have some very important trends, and we have a lot of this data and information on the WESA website, so certainly people can go and read about it. Exporting is a huge trend. Manufacturers are always looking for ways to identify new customers and to become more competitive, and exporting allows companies to tap into new markets and to increase sales. So a recent survey that we looked at showed that 60% of companies that reported increased export activity stated that their company was thriving and really growing. So another trend, and I really like this, is called reshoring. Instead of sending business operations overseas to foreign competitors, companies are really bringing back some of their business to the United States, and it's called reshoring. So according to a 2012 survey published in Forbes, 40% of companies indicated they had won new manufacturing business this year that had been previously offshored. So again, we're seeing that reshoring, the companies coming back. I love this trend, made in America. I mean, we read that a lot, but we look at the little label and we're like, is it really made in America? But that brand is growing stronger and stronger. And last week, published in Industry Week, there was a study that said that 80% of Americans are willing to pay more for a product if they really know it's made in the United States. So I think these are great statistics. Now, I have to tell you this, Paul. If 4.6 million people would buy all of their holiday gifts, we would just have such a plethora of additional dollars in our system if they were made in America. So this winter, make sure.
Buy America.
Buy America.
That's the message from our business contributor, Rebecca Harris, who will join us again next week with part two of this discussion about manufacturing in America. For now, though, thank you, Rebecca, for joining us. Rebecca Harris is director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. See you tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh.